From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Cast the Bleed Blue Show with Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and at Instagram, ranger.proud. RP, how's everything? Talking Ranger.
Very good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's an interesting day. I was looking forward to talking with you, especially what happened Saturday. I'm not surprised, Frank, the theme with this team. So-so at home, but they show up on the road versus superior or barometer. We call it barometer opponents. I love what I saw in the second period with the Rangers. If you want to discuss overall the games, if you want to go back to the Panther game on Friday, and as well as what you saw Saturday, feel free to fire away because I definitely have questions, but also some comments on what I definitely liked and things that still continue to be a thorn on our side with the Rangers.
Yeah, you know, I guess you could start back on Friday night. It's the same problem. They came out with a first period, a lot of action, a lot of energy. They scored two goals, and you think, wow, you know, we got this thing, you know, licked. AV wanted the team to come out on all cylinders, and they looked great. And then the second period came, and I don't know why it happened or how it happened, but they just are not playing well at home. I mean, they've dropped six in a row at home, and at this point, I don't think it's one thing that you could put on it and say this is why they're losing at home, or this is why they're winning on the road. I think collectively as a team, their confidence is at an all-time low at Madison Square Garden. I mean, I've seen it before, but never to this extent. I mean, they're just playing bad hockey right now, and at home. And I don't know how they can come out of it. I think you just got to keep plugging away, but you can't let these points go. You need to win at home. I mean, they only have four games remaining on home ice this season. Mm-hmm. They need to win all four of those games, and we probably still say they're not playing good at home. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just what it's coming down to. They're just not clicking. You know, first you're blowing a 2-0 lead, which is just for a Ranger team, you know, you don't want to read about or see. And then it's just the way they're losing. They're just the second period, as you were saying, was so good in Minnesota, was so horrible at home. And you just can't understand it. I mean, Florida came out flying in the second period. You got to know a team's going to come out at you when you're up 2-0. You have nothing to lose. And they let them right back in that game. And it kills me to watch it happen, you know. Yeah, we got a point, and that's a great thing, of course. You need all the points that you can get. But there's got to be – it's up to the players, I guess what I'm trying to say. The coach can teach a team, you know, who to put on the ice and what to do and this and that. But all those players are the ones – those are the guys that got to make it happen. Knowing people have been saying, Steve, oh, AV's not motivating. Well, he's motivating them on the home, on the road, isn't he? I mean, they have 26 road wins.
Yeah.
It's not the coach. It's not the coach. That's my problem with that whole statement. A coach does a lot of things that win and loses games. A losing streak at home, the way we're seeing right now, it's not AV. The players got to take it upon themselves, take that responsibility, which they have.
Is it a more of a concern that they're not – we talked about the concerns with the power play. It's been in and out for most of the second half of the year. Do you have more concerns with the power play now or the fact that they're struggling at home on top of these power play blunders? Like, what is worrying you more per se right now as we speak since the Saturday game?
You know, the last couple of games, the power play has picked up. I mean, they were 1-for-3 in the Florida game. It's nothing great, but you know something, compared to where we were getting one power play goal, I think they have one power play goal in the last four games. I have to double check that, but it's been clicking. It's been coming together. Their play at home is just their own momentum. It's just they shoot themselves in the foot a lot. They're pressing too hard, and I don't understand it. I mean, you look at these two games, night and day difference. It's just two different teams. It's a horrible way to go into the playoffs. We're not going to win every game. Everybody knows that. But you can't be this. You can't be this bad at home.
But what's the?
You're gonna have to win
some. What's the bright side? Hold on. Let me be.
There's a lot of bright sides.
Conspiracy.
No, conspiracy theorists. They're playing great hockey.
Yeah.
My problem is look, the players that need to step up have stepped up. Even in the Florida loss.
Yeah.
You know, you're hearing Kreider's name more. Miller's playing much better. Rant has been playing well. I like the way Stahl's played. He took glass out yesterday, and he had glass in the other day. And in both days, it wasn't glass's fault either way. They've been doing a lot of good things. If you ask me what they need to improve on, now that the power play's getting a little better, the penalty kill's been pretty good. Now it just seems to be another thing. Now you got to figure out, why can't you win on your home ice in front of your fans? I think they'll be able to turn around. I think playoff time, things come up. But the only one to ask that is the players. There is no one or two things. Their effort is there. Just sometimes, and even AV said it after the Florida game, they're just not putting a whole game together on home ice, you know? There's always that 15-minute stretch or one-period stretch when they just play bad. And then when they play bad, it just always seems to cost them. Have you ever seen a team go like that? They can make every mistake they make, something happened against them.
Yep.
So they're just going to skate their way through. But don't get me wrong. They've been improving over the last month bounds. I mean, they have the right mentality going into the playoffs. I'd like to see the guys that we spoke about earlier that weren't doing, or quieter, I should say, really starting to pick it up. I thought Kreider had a good the past two games. He's where you want him to be going into the playoffs. You know, your JT Miller, Zuccarello, even Stefan has a jump now that he got that one goal. Nash has been driving to the net. There's a lot of positives. The defense has looked good the last two games. Even in the Florida loss, the defense didn't look horrible. So things are definitely getting prepared. You know, teams are starting to clinch playoff spots now. The Rangers want to be in that position. They want to clinch as quick as they can. So I just think they just got to keep doing what they're doing. And you want to see if the home wins are going to come. Just by Murphy's Law, the home wins. You're not going to keep losing every game. You know, they're not going to lose 15 home games in a row.
What about the road games? Are they going to, if by that logic, well, Murphy's now, Law, are they going to stop? Winning road games, or what you think about that?
I don't. I think because the mentality is different on the road, they're just a great road team. You want to know something? In a one goal, look at yesterday's one goal game. No panic in them at all. 3-2, Minnesota's not a bad team at all. They're playing good hockey. And you have a Ranger team that's on the road again, going for the 26th win with Ronta in goal. And you want to know something? They played a really good road game yesterday. They played really good road games all year. I mean, what do we play? You play 41 road games, and you have 26 wins.
That's incredible.
You just think if they were a little bit better at home, where they would be.
They'll be a top seed.
And you want to know something?
They'll be a top seed.
But you want to know something? They'd be a top seed, but you want to know something? And people are going to think I'm crazy. I have no trouble with them being in the spot they're in right now. Let's be realistic. If you're not going to be the number one seed, then the wild card isn't that bad of a place to be right now.
Well,
I'm not saying to mess with the hockey gods. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Well, that's where I was going with it.
Yeah, you don't wish to throw games if this is where the team is meant to be. This is where the team is meant to be. And you take it and you keep going with it. So there's a ton. I mean, I like the direction the team is. I don't see the team that they're going. I like where they're at. You know, they're sitting comfortably in that wild card spot. They're a 15-point lead, I think it is. A 12-point lead over Toronto.
It is what it is.
Yeah. No one's going to catch the Rangers in that spot. Which is a luxury to an extent, especially with, you know, Lundqvist healing up and AV sort of playing with lines right now. You know, am I putting Duchenov in? Yesterday he used Clendenning, which I thought was a nice. That's one of the first times I can remember Clendenning played a game when a defenseman wasn't hurt. You know, he sat him before he put Clendenning in. I know we have Girardi and Stahl hurt, but I mean, with available defensemen, Clendenning actually was the guy that got picked to play. That's got to give him a little confidence boost. He played a good game. And with all these extra players up, he has a chance to change lines over, see what works and doesn't work. So I think they're in a really good spot. I really think they're going to be set perfect for the playoffs.
All right.
Now they can just put that run together, you know?
Before I go back to the Minnesota game, I just want to say one thing about the shootout stuff, because once we get into the playoffs, that goes away. The shootout
Thank God.
Scenario, the shootout rounds, and the Rangers haven't really fared well as of recently, losing the last shootout with the Panthers, and I think they lost one before that. I can't remember exactly who it was. It was real recent. But that goes away. You know, the 3-on-3 or whatever happens in the overtime, that goes away. Florida game, I think something about teams don't – okay, the Rangers don't play as bad as – I think the Rangers play slightly better on the road. They look – the shifts are better. The passing is better on the road. The focus is more better on the road. Not to say the home is bad, but at the same time, I don't think these teams coming into the Garden fear the Rangers. They don't play like they
– Oh, no.
They're intimidated. Because instead – and I'm not putting it on the fans. I'm saying more so – it's like
the players.
If the Rangers are struggling, like we said on the last episode, if the Rangers are struggling, they'll jump on our own players during the opposing teams. And I'm not saying that has a lot to do with why we're struggling at home. I just don't see that element. Like when we went to Minnesota, well, a team. Let's be for real. The Minnesota Wild are actually in a little bit of a funk because they lost like the last four or five. They were actually in a comfortable lead in that Central Division, and now the Blackhawks overjumped them. They've been going through their struggles as well, but at the same time, Frank, I'm glad the Rangers did what they needed to do after rebounding after that first power play goal by the Wild. And the two power play goals that they did give up versus the Wild on Saturday is defensive letdowns. I can't even put that on. I think Ranta's playing phenomenal, especially on the road.
Absolutely.
I think on the road, he is 11-2. On the road.
Yep.
And both goals he gave up on the power play goal, because he gave up a cheap power play goal when they were already up two. And then the one where I got to ask you about the penalty kill. What's your thoughts on the penalty kill, with, especially what I saw? McDonough, as much as we like Ryan McDonough, the captain, some of these defensive letdowns, and I don't want to critique him because he does a lot of everything. I got to call for how I saw it as it played out on Saturday. Losing track of the player, and Eric Staal is wide open in front of Ranta.
Right.
What's your thoughts of the penalty kill of the last couple of weeks? What's your thoughts?
The penalty, it hasn't been great. I think it'll start to improve now that Fast came back, and he's only been back three games, so you got to give him some time. He's a huge part. He is the penalty kill, I mean, in my opinion. He's probably the best penalty killer. You know, Grabman was out for a while. He was out for a while. So the penalty kill's been up and down. It always does seem, though, that we, like I was saying earlier, whenever they make a mistake, it always costs them. Like you said, McDonough loses that check, the puck is in the net. Brady Shea loses a check, the puck is in the net. It's like the hockey gods won't give the Rangers a chance. You can't make a mistake, and it just seems to always be cost a mistake. It always seems to be a goals against mistake. So like you're saying, Ronta's phenomenal, but the puck's still going in the net. People are like, oh, that's because it's Ronta. It's not. Well, what you said was dead on. They have been making a lot of fundamental mistakes. Sometimes I think, you know, they're tied for the league in shorthanded goals. I think they have 9. And I think that's, you know, the kind of mentality the Rangers have now, that we can score even when we're down. And the flip side to that is you're going to give up some scoring chances because you're being a little too aggressive. But what McDonough's the other day, sometimes I think he's just – lost his focus. You know, you have to pay attention to what's going on. So I agree with everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
As good as he plays, he does make his mistakes. And we can say that about every defenseman. We probably have at times. You know, I say the same thing last week to you about her. Playing really good. Once in a while, he gives up that play. Like, what are you doing out there?
Yeah.
So it's a give and take. You expect it less from McDonough, I agree.
Uh-huh.
But I think McDonough's just trying to carry the weight of the team. You know, no calling, no Girardi. And Denny and Kempfer are up and down. Brady Shea's a rookie. So he's got what's the new guy's name again that just came from Detroit?
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's him, Smith, and Staal. I think McDonough feels just carrying the load a little bit more than they really need to be thinking of it that way. But that's how he's playing. So, you know, when it happens, it happens. I guess you're going to see he's playing a lot of minutes. You're going to have a couple of plays there when he just loses it. You would rather it not. You rather than focus be 100% all the time, but it just seems to be happening. It's been the talk of the season. You know, if your power play's good, the penalty kill's been off. When special teams have been good, they haven't been scoring goals. When the offense is on fire, the defense has been slacking a little bit. it's like their game. If you think about it, Steve, AV keeps saying they don't play a complete game, a whole 60-minute game lately, and that's the topic of the season. They just seem they need to, once they put it together, I keep saying it, they could just keep consistently put a good game together after good game.
Yeah.
They're going to take off. They're going to take off. Now, will they do it is the question. We've seen it. You know, we've seen bits and pieces of it.
Will they?
That's the question.
That's the question.
And only the play, you know, at this point of the season, only the players can make it happen.
Mm.
It's not on the coaching staff. He can only decide, am I going to play, and I guess it goes based on the opponent, am I going to put Buchanovic, am I going to put Tanner Glass in, am I using Clendenning, how strong is Girardi going to be when he comes back? Will Kevin Klein even come back? Because this has been the longest back injury that they had no idea. He's still not skating much. So, you know, that's where the coaching comes in. But once you have your lineup on the ice that night, those guys have to execute. You know, AB was saying he needed the young guys to step up and play big games, and in Minnesota they did. You know, DC had a solid game yesterday.
Yeah.
And Miller had a solid game. Hayes, all the guys that we always say we don't want to step up, they stepped up yesterday. Can they do it now against the Devils and the Islanders? You know something? Another back-to-back. They played three straight back-to-back series. And people can say, well, everyone's playing it. The Rangers have played a lot of back-to-back series. It's going to take its toll. And that's just something you got to accept, too. It's not an excuse. It's just part of the game. It's part of the season.
So
the Rangers have played a lot.
So here's my question. Here's my question for you. It's a comment, then a question. Looking at Ranta, and since Lundqvist has gone out, Ranta has looked phenomenal. I mean, in the Wild game in particular. I even say the Panthers game, too. But especially in the Wild game, I can't even put the goals he gave against the Wild on Ranta. I had to put it on the defenseman because he made some solid stops throughout that course of the game. But his awareness, his discipline, his pads are active. Very, very active.
Yes.
If we could get something out of the defenseman, just to even on, you know, penalty kills, even strength, if we could get something out of these guys defensively where they're not out of position, and we could have this goalie play, because remember, we've had our questions around the All-Star break with the goalies were being, you know, Lundqvist had a bad stretch, and then Ranta, who started off high, he kind of cooled off, but Lundqvist has picked it up, got injured. Ranta has picked it up, and he's looked phenomenal. We could ride this hot goalie streak, or a very good goalie streak, the last, you know, several games, especially if the guys show up defensively. I'm just wanted to reiterate, I'm loving what I'm seeing on the goaltenders, even when Lundqvist went out. Both of those guys played very well.
Yeah. See, they have played very well. They've been sitting on the head at times for them, making the big saves when you need it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they need a little bit of help back there. And that's where our inconsistencies are. But goaltending-wise, I mean, who can complain? Look at Ranta. I mean, the scary part of it is, I'm sure Vegas is looking at Ranta. Has to be probably the best backup goaltender in the NHL right now. I mean, without a doubt. And it's not a bias thing. You look at his record. I mean, 11-2 on the road. It's an awesome record. You can't ask any more. You know what I mean? You can't ask any more from the goaltender, starter or not. In the 13 road games, you win 11. You're in every game too. I can't really recall that he's had given up a 5 or 6 goal game, maybe once or twice. He has done everything the Rangers has asked of and more. So goaltending isn't our problem going into the playoffs. I mean, if Lundqvist didn't come back and they had to go a couple games into the playoffs, I would think everyone's fully confident that Ranta could pull it off, which is a great – I mean, the Rangers have been lucky with that. They had Talbot before that, which is more or less the same thing. So they've been blessed with a good goaltending situation. Well, like I've said, I'm definitely confident with them, you know, where they're heading into the playoffs. And another good thing I guess you have to look at, Steve, the way they're playing right now, is the schedule sort of favors them. Because now the next 5 games, 4 of them are on the road. Excuse me, 3 of them are on the road.
You knock on wood with that, Frank. Knock on wood. Let's not put the jinx on it.
Well, you know, it's not. You want to see if the Rangers are battle tested for the playoffs. You know, you got a home and home with the Devils and with the Islanders, and then you're going with the Kings, the Ducks, and the Sharks. It's going to be a really good measuring stick for the Rangers where they are. Everyone's battling for playoffs. There are no slack teams. They only have 11 games left. And every team is battling for something. There are no easy rides here. So we're going to see what the boys got, you know, to give out before the playoffs start. I think it's going to be some good hockey. I don't think they're going to disappoint us. And I think they're just going to all – it's going to really – they're in a really good spot. The piece is holding together for a really good Stanley Cup run. I'm not looking for any first-round knockouts this year, I tell you.
Oh, hell no. If they do that, that's a conversation that will spin for another day. For another day, if that happens to be the case, I hope not.
I agree.
If it happens, and I swear it doesn't, we'll discuss that because they're going to really make serious changes if that happens. But let's not talk about that. I want to go back to the game, and this is probably more of a conversation strategy wise for next year. They've done it several times this year. Brady Shea, and we talk about Brady Shea, we get on him for his mishaps, and we give him credit, especially at the point where they let him let loose with those shots. That goal he had, versus the Wild. We talked about Zuccarello, and we wanted to see more goal production, but there's a reason why he has a gang of assists. And I thought had a sweet pass setting up Brady Shea for that goal. A sweet strike where the Wild Zuccarello commanded about 3 to 4 Wild on him, and it really opened up the shooting lanes for Brady Shea. And Brady Shea has a great shot. And I wanted to say that this is probably more so for next year. No, you know, this is his first year, full year, getting more acclimated. They got to use this guy more of a weapon going forward because his shot is sweet, man. And more credit to Zuccarello's assist on that goal. What was your thoughts as far as that?
Oh, there was, as always, Zuccarello has a great eye for making that pass in any situation. The shot, the play by Shea was fantastic. I agree with you. I think they might start using him more come the playoff time. I think they're going to need to. They're going to have to utilize him with his shot if he continues the way he's been doing it. They're going to have to give him some more power play time. Put him on the second unit a little bit more often. You know, get him out there in more than 20 seconds. And get the puck to him and get the shot on that, and a lot of things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely going to be, you know, like we said, this year's his rookie year and all, and he's playing better than a rookie defenseman should be. He has a lot of confidence. His game has gotten better. His mistakes are getting less. He's becoming more of an aggressive defenseman, which I really like. He'll get the good shot on goal, like you were saying, but he'll take the body with no problem, which is really an asset to the team. I see him in a top 4 defenseman next year for sure. I think that'll be his time to really, you know, step up speed-wise. He's going to be a lot more experienced. So, you know, the future's all open for Brady Shea and the New York Rangers. And he might be that quarterback on the power play that we've been looking for, which would really be a blessing because they are still struggling with that. You know, if McDonough's not up there, there's not a lot going on the power play point-wise. So I just hope that he keeps it up. I hope AV keeps giving him the confidence. You know, you got to give the coach credit for that, too. He keeps putting him out there, even when he makes a mistake. He doesn't bench him. He wouldn't do what Tortorella did. You know, he sit on him and make him think about it or bench him a couple of games. He keep going out there, keep learning, keep, you know, remember the mistakes you made, don't make them twice kind of deal.
Yep.
And he has been playing better without Klein. I hate to say it like that, but I think he's been a better defenseman without Klein on the other side of him. I think he's not worried about having to come back if a guy gets around Klein as much. He's able to play his own game. And that's huge, especially for a rookie. It's hard enough to be a rookie in the NHL. And then a rookie defenseman's even harder. You got a million things going on, defensive coverages, going with the puck, not going with the puck, you know. And then you got to worry about if your defensive partner keeps getting beat on the outside. So, you know, that makes you run around a little bit. So I think there's been a lot of promise. I mean, I just keep looking for him to do better and better.
Yeah. And Lindberg had a very good game. He had the goal and the assist, really the 2 points that really – sealed the fate for the Minnesota Wild. I thought that was good. The goal he got was really all initiated. Once again, we talked about Zuccarello setting up guys. JT Miller, same type of guy or similar in a different way as far as creating on the forecheck, getting loose pucks and setting up good passes for guys to get a clear shot in front of the goalie, in which JT Miller did for the Lindbergh goal. And then Lindbergh also getting VC for that pretty much the insurance goal to seal the deal for the Rangers. Well, what was your thoughts as far as Oscar Lindbergh, JT Miller, and Jimmy Vesey?
Like I was saying before, they all had solid games. They all played. Those are the guys that you're looking up to. You know, those are the guys that need to dictate the play offensively. Young, feisty, they're hungry, they're aggressive. They're all involved in scoring plays and making things happen. And you just want it to continue. You know, VC, we've been saying, has been playing a little bit more on the fourth line. He's been up and down and all. He's a rookie in the league. But you want to know something? Nothing seems to deter him. It doesn't matter what line he puts him on. So I'm playing on the fourth line. I'm going to go out and get the opportunities and keep the puck at our own end. And he's very well without the puck. I've been saying that all year. He's good in the defensive end of the ice. JT Miller is definitely a leader of the hockey club. He's having a good season. Like I was saying to you earlier, I expected a little bit more out of him. That's just my opinion. But all in all, when you look at the way he played in Minnesota, even with the Panther game, he was on the puck a lot. He had a lot of touches. He was involved in it. And you want to know something? That's all you can ask for. The scoring comes as the scoring comes.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindbergh has been that kind of guy that he's always a reliable person. Really good on the penalty kill, really solid hockey player. Doesn't lose his check, never really out of position. And now what we need from all these guys is just the consistency, which I think that they're going to get. So, I mean, I can't think of, you know, I have nothing bad to say about any of the team right now, but those three guys are who you're looking to all the time. Really impressed with VC, though. He's really been a surprise the whole season.
How impressed as far as the back-to-back games with the Wild beating the Florida Panthers on the very next night and the team, top team in the Western Conference? I know the Wild has their struggles, but you got to give it props where the props is due. Knowing that they can still turn it around quickly.
Oh, well, you know, that's what they've been doing it all year. I don't remember the exact stat. I think the Rangers are something like 19-6 on the second game after a loss this season. They always seem to bounce back. They very rarely get into a 2-3 or 4-game losing streak. That's been, you know, one of their top things. I think Avery really prides the team on is he knew from the beginning a lot of back-to-back games, and you can't afford to lose them. At worst, you need to get the splits on all those back-to-backs. They've done better than that. So I think it's just that, to me, is how a coach prepares a team. Knowing in the first game how to play your players so that you're prepared for that second game. I mean, this upcoming week, it's a back-to-back game, but it's a little bit different. You go into the Rock, and then you're coming home and you're playing the Islanders. It's not really, you know, there's no travel. There's almost two home games for the Rangers, the way the fan base and all of that works out. But, you know, this yesterday and Friday, Florida and then the Minnesota, you know, MSG and then to Minnesota, excuse me, there's a lot of travel. There's a lot to it. And for them to come around, and especially after a loss, when they knew the pressure was on them to find a way to get those 2 points, I my hat's off to them. They've been playing. They're playing their hearts out. They're not sticking to it. They're not, no excuses. Even when they lose, no excuses about schedules, the tiredness, the fatigue. When they lose, they step up and say, we play bad. And that's what you want. You're not looking for excuses, just looking for to get better the next game. And they've done that.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are the things you're looking forward to this upcoming week before we get off Ranger Proud as far as the Rangers? The upcoming game on Tuesday. What's your thoughts with the Broadway Blue Shirts in this, and then your final thoughts as well?
Well, this week is always fun because the Devils and then the Islanders, two Metro teams, especially Wednesday night's game at home. I believe that's the NBC game of the week, starting at 8:00. You know, you want both wins. Let's be realistic. We're not going to beat around the bush here. You want to win every game, but you definitely want to beat the Devils and definitely want to beat the Islanders. So I would assume Runt is going to play both of those games also. I mean, I don't know if Hellberg's going to play anything because after that, the Rangers don't have any more back-to-back games this year. So Runt will be able to get days off in between. I think they're back. They play Saturday and Sunday again, and then they have no more back-to-backs. My mistake. He might see Hellberg in one of those. It depends on how Ronto is doing and so forth. I just want to see them just tweak the power play a little bit, get a little bit more comfortable on defense. Let's see if Klein and Girardi come back. You would think that would be an improvement. I think Girardi will be coming back on the road trip. I don't know if Klein is or not. I haven't heard much about him, if he's skating or not. So, and just, you know, now you're fine-tuning for the playoffs. You figure the Rangers need about 5 wins, I would say, before they clinch a spot. It looks like the 100-point number is playoff spots right now. So that's what, you know, I'm sure their goal is to clinch this thing as quick as they can, lock on a playoff spot. They're probably going to hit the wild card, which is fine, and get ready for this playoff run. It's going to be a good year.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. RP, it's always great talking Rangers hockey with yourself, Ring Podcast with Ranger Prowl here, Bleed Blue Show. Tell everybody how RP yourself could be found on social media, all news with the blue shirts, with the Rangers.
I'm on Facebook at Ranger Proud and Twitter at Ranger Proud. Instagram is ranger.proud. Keeping up with all the news, all the notes, whatever information that comes across my way. I post up there getting ready for this 2017 playoff run.
Oh, suck it now. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, confidence, baby.
Yeah, especially the being the Road Warriors that they happen to be this season. I could definitely lean on that. Let's see what the guys do down the stretch. We'll definitely be talking next week here on the podcast. You get to hear Ranger Proud. Check out Ranger Proud, like he said, Facebook fan page, Ranger Proud, Twitter, Instagram, ranger.proud. Audio archive episodes to hear Frank and myself on the Bleed Blue Show, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps, and the website, bleedblueshow.com. Hit the podcast tab for all the episodes talking Rangers hockey. I love the game Saturday. I had a good Saturday, RP, man, with all the sports going on and the Rangers getting the win in an environment at Minnesota. There's really nothing. I mean, there's things, little issues here and there, like we discussed week in and week out, but I love the fact that we can go in there and get the 2 points and get 3 points out of two games, man.
Absolutely.
Four will always be great, but I could sign up for three. But definitely got to close the deal this season, man. We'll definitely discuss.
You got it.
All right, cool. RP, man, thank you very much. Signing off, talking Rangers hockey, Bleed Blue.